This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
From the After 9 Podcast Studios, this is After 9 with Scott and Kat.
Happy motherfucking Friday! Welcome, Dave Blizzard.
Hello!
Welcome, Octavia!
Hey there!
What? What a collection. What a collection of people.
And isn't this weird, too? Because I usually sit there, right?
Yep.
And then Scott's usually here. Your mind must be upside down because usually Octavia is, in that studio over there.
And Octavia, if you are in this room, you're in this seat that I'm in right now.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a musical chairs kind of situation going on with the pod on this.
Do you feel like a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Like, this one feels weird. Creepy. Okay, Dave, you were on with me yesterday on the podcast, and we went through the entire podcast without even talking about you being at my house last weekend for WrestleMania. And I did get a couple of DMs from people saying, I wanted to hear Dave's take on A, WrestleMania, just in general.
Yep.
B, being at Kat's house, and C, Scott's party fouls. From your point of view.
Where do you want to start? Well, as Cody Rhodes would say, what do you want to talk about?
I love it. Non-wrestling people are like, what are you saying? What is he saying?
So just for people who are wondering if wrestling is coming back, Monday Night Raw this past Monday had its best ratings in like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And the streaming numbers, the money that they made, like at WrestleMania, it's insanity, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. amount of money that they made. On the gate alone, they're estimating it's close to $40 million on ticket sales alone.
Wow.
For the two nights of WrestleMania.
We work with someone that went.
Yeah. He bought me a WrestleMania hat and brought it back. I was like, that's super, super nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah. He's an intern.
He's going to get a promotion.
He's going to get a job.
He's going to get a job. I am giving him a job because he bought me a hat.
Do you want to host the morning show? Because Kat didn't buy me a hat.
I invited you to my home.
That's true. You did.
So let's talk about that. So you came over for the Saturday, obviously, because Sunday nights don't work for me because of what I do for a living.
Right.
And you had fun.
Had a blast. Okay. Yeah, it was really
good. Right when you came in, you and your wife, Scott gets so funny with it in social situations sometimes because he knows you. He's seen you guys a lot of times. And he's like, oh, I got to stand up and give him a hug. And then as he was doing that, he swung his arm in the air, knocking over his beer onto the carpet. And you were right there in front of him as it happened. Party foul number one.
I saw it, like dead eyes, both on it. I was like, oh.
The best was because you laughed, and then he's like afraid to turn around, and he turns around and faces me. He's like, do you have a paper towel? Yeah.
He had to find a ShamWow like immediately.
Do you have a paper towel?
So your carpet now smells like beer and whatever else he spilt on it. Didn't he knock something else over?
He knocked over it was an empty glass, but surprisingly that glass didn't break. It was a margarita glass.
Yeah. And when it hit the ground, we all thought that thing was going to shatter.
Yeah.
Because it looked like one of those glasses that you know is going to break into a million pieces once it cracks. But it didn't.
It didn't.
It just bounced.
It was a miracle. That was his party foul number two.
And the kids were playing too, right? On the floor and everything. And
just, oh, yeah. Boom.
It's like Stone Cold Steve Austin came out.
You can't take that guy anywhere. No. Just kidding. It wasn't that bad.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bad, actually. It wasn't that bad. But that's
that was
good.
It, though. But that was that it was for it. Fouls.
That was it for fouls.
I don't think there was any
we
other
did,
okay. ones.
Well, I kind of, I did say I gave my husband a bit of a foul.
You did. And that was something to do with a mixed drink, right?
Yes, because your wife wanted to check out the bar machine that I have. So made her a blackberry margarita. And my husband didn't properly clean up the shaker afterwards.
Oh.
So
what a heathen.
Like, right? Why he even lives there is beyond me.
What a shameful human.
He made an espresso martini next for Scott, just adding fresh ice to it, not realizing there was blackberry margarita at the bottom of it. Not realizing I had already made a drink. Maybe he also had a few beers, so that's why he wasn't thinking straight.
What kind of shoddy establishment are you running over there?
I know. I was embarrassed. So then he poured Scott an espresso martini, and then Scott was like, this is a different espresso martini. And I was like, different bad? Like, just be honest with me. He's like, well, it tastes different than any espresso martini I've ever had, but it's not bad. And I realized in that moment, I'm like, babe, did you clean the shaker out? Oh, you used it? I'm like, yes, I used it.
Wait a second. Why didn't you clean it out after you used it?
Because I didn't think, is that the foul?
I think so.
Should I have cleaned it right after? I was just in a rush to get her drink.
But did he use it like a millisecond after?
Your wife.
I don't think that.
My love.
But that didn't happen so close together. There was a gap between
those. There was a long gap.
So the foul is on you then, because you didn't wash it.
Yeah, but it was down, you know, it was on a different level than we were. So I went upstairs with her.
What in God's name does that have to do with anything?
Like a good host does. And someone should have cleaned it, but I don't know who.
I think it should have been you. I think you initiated the foul and he did not catch your mistake. So now you're both faulty.
But you know what's weird is that Scott drank the whole thing.
He did, yeah. He's like,
he drank the whole thing.
Tastes weird, but take the whole thing down.
It was done. It was done. But a fun WrestleMania weekend. You almost went to SmackDown tonight because it's in Detroit.
It's in Detroit. Correct? And I just had some plans this weekend that kind of just changed my desire to have a 3-hour drive tonight.
Yeah.
So I kind of went, I have to talk myself out of some of these things because what happens is I look at the schedules of everything going on around it and I go, okay, I could go to SmackDown on Friday. Oh, the Tigers are playing the Twins at Comerica Park on Saturday afternoon.
You can talk yourself into that real easily.
Stay there, go to the game, and then I look and I'm like, well, the Jays are playing on Sunday at home, and I actually saw somebody on my Facebook that said they were trying to get rid of some tickets. Maybe I'll go to that. And the next thing I know, it's Monday morning, and I'm friggin' exhausted because I didn't do any resting at all.
You didn't rest.
I just was driving and going to events, and I'm trying to convince myself of two things. One, enjoy life, go out and enjoy this stuff more often. Two, don't die because you're so tired.
Yeah.
So
it's about balance.
I'm trying to balance those two things out. Yeah.
Well, you could have gone tonight, we'll but not gone to the Tigers game.
But for me, in my head, I go, well, I'm already there.
You're already there.
And I'm going, well, it's a 3-hour drive. How often do I get to go to a Tigers game?
Right.
I'm already here. I might as well just stay the night.
Yeah.
I might even stay in Windsor and then go back over the border in the morning and go back to the game because I want to go have some barbecue. Tommy's Barbecue in Windsor, by the way.
Is that it?
It used to be Tunnel Barbecue.
Okay.
The best.
Tommy's. Octavia, did any of our wrestling talk make you want to watch wrestling?
I'm mildly intrigued. Okay. I don't know.
I'm just curious.
If you had to so you're a relatively new fan.
I am. I used to be, and then I was out of it for years.
Yeah, and then so you're back into it a bit now. Yeah. How would you, or what would you show Octavia as a non-fan to get her into it?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the storylines that I like the most are probably like the main storylines, right? So leading up to it, the Cody Rhodes stuff. But I think like the women in wrestling, that's
awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's so good.
Yeah. I think that those storylines are pretty good too. I think also the inside stuff that happens. Like for me, when I find out someone's married to someone else, that has a kid with someone else, I find that interesting. And that's like real life mixing with their drama of wrestling.
Well, I did spend some years working in the industry. I got some stories I could tell you.
I love the stories.
They're not for the podcast, by the way.
Not even when you know it's crazy when it's not even for the podcast.
Not even for the podcast.
Interesting.
Yeah, basically half of these stories aren't mine to tell.
Got it.
So I'm like, I don't feel comfortable telling somebody else's story. I will tell one though, because this did come up topically earlier this week. TMZ posted a picture of Lenny Kravitz at the gym. Did you see this?
I didn't see this.
Explain what you saw in that picture, Octavia.
Well, I actually saw a video and he was working out in leather pants.
Yeah. So my friend worked for WWE at the time and they had a show in LA and they went to the gym during the day before the show and Lenny Kravitz walked into the gym that they were in and he came in his cowboy boots, his tight leather pants, a mesh tank top. He's got his nipple rings on. He's got his, you know, 700 bracelets on, looking like the coolest fucking guy on the planet. He like cool as shit. There is nobody cooler looking than Lenny Kravitz. And he walks up, does a bunch of sets in exactly what he's wearing. There's no workout gear at all. He looks like he could walk out of the gym and go on stage. That's what he's dressed as. And my buddy was said he was floored watching him because he's like, he's like amazing at the gym. He's so good. He knows what he's doing. He's quick.
And he's comfortable in that at the gym. Eh?
Evidently he's comfortable. I would
obviously because he's still doing it.
I would think like the nipple rings would chafe on the mesh t-shirt, but or the tank top.
That
he's
worried
wearing.
Me too. What if it catches on something?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're putting down a dumbbell and a yoink.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen. But he said like he had his sunglasses on and everything. Like he was exactly as you would picture Lenny Kravitz. Hmm. You know, when you see a celebrity that's wearing something that they don't, you wouldn't normally picture them in. And they're like, oh, that looks weird that he's, you know, he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. He's always a suit. Like if you saw David Letterman in beach shorts, yes. You'd be like, well, that's a weird look.
Yes. It's just when you see them in the wild. If
yeah.
You will.
And that's what it feels like. That's exactly what it's like.
Like when you see a teacher outside of teacher settings.
Oh, I saw one of my teachers smoke once and my mind
was weird,
blown.
Right? I know. Next level.
Teacher sitting in the parking lot smoking a cigarette, and I was like, oh, what? And then finding the other kids that were like gonna go and ask for a cigarette from her.
Yeah, think like, she'll do it. No,
I don't think she's
gonna
give
step
you
back.
One.
Step back.
She'll probably leave her alone.
We were talking about Facebook memories today.
Yeah. They're popping up more frequently, and I'm finding
but you're deleting them.
I'm deleting them. I was trying to find a clever a proper way to say I cringe at every Facebook memory post that comes up for me.
Everyone? Like everyone?
Pretty much every single one. There's occasionally one that's kind of nice or kind of cool that I'm like, oh, that's a good memory.
So not like recent. Like what about last year or the year before?
I haven't posted that much.
Okay.
I haven't really posted that much. So my memories are from when I would use my Facebook actively during my radio show. And so like a memory came up the other day and it was like a picture of like somebody dressed in a Michelangelo Ninja Turtle costume and he's standing with Danny Trejo, the actor who plays Machete.
Yeah.
And I posted the picture. I was like, look at the amount of awesome in this picture or something, some stupid caption.
Stupid fucking post.
I read it and I was like, oh, I'm like, that's so cringy. And I like delete. The next one I read, it's like another Facebook memory pops up and it's a picture of the final season of Dexter on DVD that I saw in a store. And I was like, oh, so excited for the final season of Dexter. Anyone else excited? And I'm like, what a stupid, delete that. It's so dumb.
By the way, was that when people could even reply to it?
I don't remember, but that's true because people couldn't reply at one point.
I tried to explain to Octavia how it used to be, and it was really, it's really dumb. Like at the time, that's all we had, so we thought it was cool and everything was fine with it, but really it was fucking stupid. So let's say I wanted to post on Octavia's on wall, which I wouldn't do. I would DM Octavia if I wanted to contact you on Facebook.
Yeah, let's
DM
say you're
you.
Trying to get a hold of Octavia on Facebook.
I would post on your wall for everyone to see whatever it is that I wanted to tell you. And there was no commenting on the post. So I'd just be like, oh my God, that was so funny last night, Octavia. Text me later.
That's no
so
context.
It's so awkward.
It was a public text message is what it was.
Yeah.
Look, Kate, ready? You want to hear?
You have a bad
ready?
One? You have
you
a memory?
You want to do memory? I'm just from today.
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
All right. Go ahead. I'm going to see if I have one while you're doing this.
On this day, 12 years ago. Now, at this point, you could comment. So as of 12 years ago, you could. It was like more like 13, 14 years ago, you couldn't. That's a long time ago. That's too long I've been on Facebook. My post reads, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Oh, no.
You posted that? Oh, you posted that? Why?
Why?
That's what I'm saying. It's just like all of us cringed and it's your post.
Why did I do that? And people are going, wee, in the comments and ha-ha. But it's really embarrassing.
You're like, Kat's like, don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. I'm Kat.
So, and then to give you another example of what a one-sided conversation looks like on your wall, Michelle, who this Michelle I don't talk to anymore. I don't even know how I know her. Was like, ugh, don't even want to go there, right? And then she added installing Spring 2013.
What?
A graphic that says what? Installing Spring 2013.
I see the graphic, but it has
installation failed. And then her ugh, don't even want to go there.
It has nothing to do with the picture. That's what I'm confused. Her comment has nothing
see what
to
I
do.
Mean?
Now, we were so bad at it back in the day.
But here's the fucked up thing. Here's the even more fucked up
thing.
Is I can see who posted on my stuff and go, what an idiot. Who posted that? I can't see. There's no way for me to have a memory of what I posted on someone else's.
Ah.
So by all means, someone's memory from 11, 13, who knows how long years ago is looking at something I posted on theirs going, what a fucking idiot. Why did she post that? But I can't do anything about it. I can't delete it if I don't know where it is.
Yeah, I guess you can't go back and search in other people's posts, especially if you don't remember whose posts you posted on.
It's embarrassing.
I want to delete the whole thing. Just get rid of the app. Get rid of my profile. Throw it in the garbage. That's it. I'm done.
I mean, you could. But you keep it. And why? I'm just curious.
I think, honestly, because I'm this far in.
You've gone too far.
Yeah.
I kind of feel the same way.
I kind of do, where it's like, all right, well, I know that there's so many people that use it. I don't use it that often. And I've found honest, and I'll be completely honest, and this isn't a COVID conversation or a government thing, and it's none of that conversation at all. But what I'm going to say is people's posts during COVID and the fights online and the inability to have a civil conversation just really, really made me tired of using the app.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Like, I just was like, half of the people I'm interacting with, I don't want to interact with. What am I doing?
Those are the posts that are sad to me, too. Like, right now, especially this time of year, they come up from 4 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Those ones are like, ick. When it's like, oh my gosh, another case. Dun, dun, dun. I just don't, it gives me PTSD.
I remember seeing one. I was like, how hard is it to follow the arrows on the floor? You're right. You're right. You're right. It's not difficult. Shouldn't be a problem. But then there's people who are just like, I don't like being told.
We all did it, though. We all did it at one point. No one else is in the grocery store. The arrow says this way, but I just need that fucking ketchup right there.
I swear to God, I did it. I would walk all the way around.
You really walked all the way around. Oh, I didn't.
But if you cheated a little bit and you took like two steps in and you grabbed one, you felt guilty doing it. It was very strange.
Oh, yeah. I would run. I ran back to my cart. Like, I remember the times. So I'm like, just go quickly and grab it and run back.
Arrow violation.
And then you know what I do?
Your cart locks until they come and arrest you.
You know what I do sometimes? I go with my cart, but then I turn the cart around to make it seem like I was going.
Oh my God. We did all of that stuff.
Or I walked backwards through the
No.
So my cart was facing the right way.
Somebody at Walmart has to have a security footage.
Don't you dare.
Just going backwards, walking into the aisle.
I moonwalked to go pick up that can of beans.
Well, it'll be hard. You were wearing a mask, so it'll be hard to identify you.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, they'll never find you. But
you'll never find me.
Somebody has to have that footage. Just just going backwards.
But I wasn't alone.
No, we all did.
I wasn't alone.
I stood at the end of an aisle and reached my arm in to grab something. Legit.
But you wouldn't walk your feet through it?
No, because for whatever reason in my brain, I'm like, well,
rule follower.
I don't want to.
You're such a good person.
Well,
it listens to rules.
It's not just that. Because when you say that, then you get people who are like, you're a liberal cuck and all this kind of stupid stuff.
Yes, they do. See, but to go back to your point about Facebook, that's what it was at the time.
If I said something like that, I'm like, sure. And the people who have to turn everything into a political thing and the people who can't just. Oh, there was something it was something about the eclipse. I forget what it was. And somebody tried to blame
climate change.
No, that wasn't even, that's a different thing altogether. They tried to blame the government.
Oh, on the eclipse on the government?
Yeah. And I'm like, look, I don't care if you hate the prime minister, whatever, but don't make shit up. There's enough to not like the guy about that's real. You don't
How
need to make
How dare
you
plan this eclipse?
Yeah, what did the person on The View say?
That was a girl on The View that said something about it being a climate change thing.
Have you noticed there's more eclipses?
I don't think that we've had as many.
Is what this person said?
Something like that. And then they were like, oh no, shut up. It's a live show though. Once you say it, you can't unsay it. You know what I miss? I do miss the days of like the first social media in a way was like your MSN messengers and your ICQs. A little more of a simple time, but still... Let me tell you, Octavia, still very embarrassing, okay?
Oh,
wait. Still extremely embarrassing.
The worst, most embarrassing one, I think, is MSN Messenger.
I was embarrassing on there for sure.
What did you do that embarrassed you?
I did the typical thing everybody did. If my crush came online, I needed to make it well known that I was online because that's how you talk to one another. That was it. Yep. I had my MSN Messenger time after school.
But you had to go in and out, so the ding would go off to let them know you were there.
No, so as long as you were both friends, right? And they were on your list, it would go bing. Like, I wish I had the sound. I wish I had the sound effects. That's the ICQ sound effect.
Oh, that's that
the
one.
The MSN
yeah.
one, though. What I forget what it was. But it would pop up. So anytime anyone logged in or signed in, whatever it said, it would pop up. So if there was someone like you liked or wanted to talk to, but you were too embarrassed to start a conversation, which always started with, hey.
Hey.
Never, no context, no. Just, hey.
Sup.
Sup. Or, what you doing? All one word. What you doing?
Nothing you?
Yeah. Chilling.
Cool.
Sounds like riveting yeah. conversation.
But this is the back and this is what it was?
This is what it was, yeah. Do you see the teacher in class today? So dumb.
I know, LOL.
Smiley face laughing emoji.
Right?
Yeah.
So cringe.
I love your new display name.
Do you know the song?
I think I've heard that song before, but it looks even cooler when you write it out.
It's by a band I don't think you've heard of. It's called Coldplay.
I'm going to Google it right now.
The lyrics are pretty meaningful. Look at the stars and how they shine for you.
I love how you put all of the asterisks and ellipses around it. I love your little squiggly lines. It looks really badass.
When you try your best and you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need.
Oh, BRB, mom's calling.
That's what it was
and
like.
That literally happened.
That was life.
Because you're just like young, like on the computer nonstop. And I was like,
and
it's
then
dinner time. And fuck then, mom, and, you're the worst.
And then they got married. That's how that worked out.
Honestly, though, but you try to get their attention by logging in and out. And how you knew somebody liked you or someone was on it that clearly liked someone was they kept doing it. And you're like, what the fuck, Jordan? Like, stop signing in and out.
Yeah.
Who are you trying to talk to?
Yeah, because everyone else is like, oh my God, I know you're online. Yeah, Shut up. And if they weren't trying to get your attention, then you're like, who are you trying to talk to? But you'd have to mute them. And oh, it was just a whole scene. And then there was always the passive aggressive lyrics or the you don't need enemies when you have friends like that.
Oh, getting a little edgy.
Yeah. And they don't, but they don't say why.
Yeah.
And people do that. We used to call them vague book posts. People do it on Facebook as well, where they would,
I hate those.
They would post something like they would post their location and it's at a hospital and then they don't say anything else. And then everyone's like, oh my God, what happened? Oh my God, what happened? And whoever's posting it doesn't respond to any of them.
Yeah.
It's all bait, right? It's.
I've seen it on Instagram and people post their hospital wristband
Hope this works out.
Yeah. But I think the equivalent for like this day and age, this generation.
Yeah, tell us. Do tell.
Would be on Snapchat. And there was like this wave that went through. And when you were in high school or like end of grade school, it would be snap back for it to be honest. So you would post something on your story, snap back for it to be honest, and you would, or a rate. So you would rate somebody out of like from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Or you would supposedly tell them your honest thoughts and feelings. But it was always like, oh my God, girl, you're so gorgeous. We should talk more. We should be besties. And like, there was nothing honest about it. You never really told people what you thought of them. Like, but people would post this once a week, like just as an excuse to get those people that they wanted to reach out, right? So instead of directly saying...
It's all desperate, right? Like all of it.
Oh, so it
whether
is.
It's
so
MSN,
desperate.
Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Snapchat, doesn't matter the generation. We've all been in that scenario of where people have found that moment to be like... Talk to me.
It makes me. Yeah, right? Like, are the roast me's?
Yeah.
And things like that. It's like, cringy. Stop. Don't ask for that. That's so unnecessary.
Yes.
We've traded off the interaction that we have with people for the social connection because it's easier. It's quicker.
Yeah.
But it's not better. It really isn't. It hasn't made us better communicators. It hasn't made us smarter by any stretch.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many people that we talk to that go to school for, you know, a bunch of different programs. We get asked to go in and speak to classes a lot. And when we go in, there's one class I was talking to and it was about, it was a sales thing of some sort. Like it was just a sales program they were doing. And all of them were afraid to do cold calls. Nobody wanted to do, and they're like, oh, I don't know what to say. And everybody was nervous about it. And like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And there's probably some knowledge fear in there because you're not sure what you're selling. I'm sure that's part of it. But the other one was just, I just don't like talking to people. And I'm like, but...
It's a big part of being in sales, for example.
Yeah. And I was like, why is that happening? And they said, I would rather just text or rather just send them a note. Like, how many times do you get a phone call and you don't answer it and you text the person immediately right after, hey, sorry, I couldn't answer. What's up? When the sorry I couldn't answer is that you're sitting on your couch.
Right.
Playing a video game or something.
I had a girlfriend just yesterday FaceTime call me. Haven't seen her in a while. And I was like, is this a butt dial? But every now and again, she does do that. So I answered it. I was like, I'm not going to be that person that ignores it. So I answered it. I was like, hello. She's like, I just thought I'd be able to see you face to face. We could talk. I'm like, okay, that's kind of nice.
But is that an uninvited pop-in? Is that the new uninvited pop-in?
I mean, in a way, I guess, because you do have options. In both scenarios, you have options, right? You can open your door or you can hit accept on the phone, or you can ignore it. Which
pretend
I've done
you're
before.
Not home.
Yeah, pretend you're not home. Not home! Come back another time when I'm home!
What if they see your status like you were just on Instagram or something? Like, oh, you're online.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And then you're like, I can't talk. And you're like, but you were just online.
Anyone who has like my number, though, I'm okay with them calling me.
But do people call
I think
you
as
out?
a general...
Do people what?
Like, do people actually call other people out on that? Like, would you, if you saw that Kat was on Instagram but didn't answer you, would you be like, Kat, I see that?
Yeah, he would, though. Let it slide.
I think there's certain people that you do that to, like your significant other. But I don't think you're maybe your mom.
But if someone who's like a...
No, like an acquaintance or like even a friend, I probably wouldn't be like, well, you just said you were on Instagram. And especially if I'm calling for no reason.
Yeah.
Other than just to chat and catch up.
I passed by your house and your car's in the driveway. Don't fucking lie to me. You're home.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I saw you walk by the window. I saw you.
Now that's that. You need to end that friendship immediately.
I was in your backyard and I saw you folding laundry. I know you're home. Just answer the door. I came to say hi. I'm nice. I'm nice.
It's a different world we live in.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Speaking of that, it's a different world for Barbara Corcoran. I saw this TikTok yesterday that made me laugh a little bit. It's Barbara Corcoran. I think most people know who Barbara is. She's a shark on Shark Tank.
Yep.
Very well-off individual.
Real estate's her business. Yeah.
Real estate mogul, etc. She went to Costco for the first time in her life this week.
I have a hard time believing the validity of that statement, that she's never, ever been to a Costco. And I don't mean it because I think everybody's been to a Costco, but... I feel like people with money have been to Costco, and she's got money.
And also, well, and here's the thing. Even people with money, though, like a deal.
Oh, of course. And that's why you go to Costco.
That's one of those places that you go to for a deal.
Yeah. But it's not for everybody. But her, I would see as somebody who's definitely been to Costco.
I know. I thought that was strange. She had two carts, by the way. She took pictures of the two carts. She filled to the brim with shit. Just
stuff. Well, the first time you go into Costco, it is very overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
I mean, even for the 1,000th time I go to Costco, it's overwhelming because it's like, oh, there's so much to look at here.
But you manage to figure it out, right? Like,
yeah, you get a bit of a path.
In your own house, you figure out what works and what doesn't. Like, for example, don't get, you know, 9 bushels of tomatoes because they're going to go bad, right? But yes, do get all the toilet paper for that great deal, right? You figure out what works for you in your house, but it does take several trips to Costco, I find, to figure out, is that going to go moldy before I can eat it? Or is that going to go crusty and bad? You know, you got to figure that shit out.
I wonder if she did the whole process where you have to go get your card and then they get your picture taken and all that kind of stuff. Well, and they ask her, do you want the gold member or do you want the executive? Which one do you think she signed up for? The cashback option?
Probably, but she needs to spend enough to even make that worth it.
Oh, those two carts are pretty. I think she spent enough for a year in those two carts alone. Are you kidding me?
She has assistants though, which I do find interesting. So maybe she did have a Costco membership, but she brought her. It's possible that she just told her assistants to go, and now she's actually physically shopped in the store for the first time and realized how overwhelming it is.
But how much fun you can have doing it?
It is fun
as well. I wonder if she dug into samples. Do you think Barbara dug into samples?
Yes.
What do you think she had?
I could see her sampling things. She'd probably be like, where's the booze?
Well, in the U.S.
In the Costco U.S.
In Costco in the U.S. they sell booze. Yeah.
By like the truckload. You can get the big Mickeys and shit.
You can get like the 100 can cases.
Yeah.
That's efficient shopping right there.
It's a lot.
They're huge. They're crazy. But Costco's always been one of my favorite places because it was always like a one-stop shop. Like you didn't get that. It was kind of before Walmart started doing the superstores and before we started seeing grocery stores have like Joe Fresh in it and things like that. So the best places were Costco because it was a one stop and I would go and I'd be able to get like a 12 pack of Relish bottles and a car battery.
It's perfect.
I could get everything I needed. Yeah. The Bible on CD is narrated by James Earl Jones and some King Crab Legs. It's really nice.
When was the last essentials?
Time? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. When was the last time? Essentials. When was the last time you went to a store and you were able to buy, I don't know, a deep dish lasagna and a power washer for your driveway at the same store? It does not happen much. Where else could you at the time have gone to get your photos developed while you pick up 16 bottles of ranch dressing?
Photos developed. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
You used to buy like Wonderland tickets and shit there at Costco too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They have those deals where you like go there and you get like discounts on tickets.
I'm here for some aluminum siding and salt and vinegar chips now.
And they sell like full-blown playgrounds.
Yeah. And yeah, you can buy a playground there.
And go get some cherry tomatoes at the same time.
I'm here to get my prescription and 22 bags of chocolate milk.
It's fabulous. It's a great place.
And so I'm just always surprised when there's people who have never, ever been in a Costco.
Even for the food. I know like people who go for the food. They just go and like they ditch the one line that goes the one way. So there's a line where you go in. So they'll show their card, but they'll be like, I'm going through that way though because I'm here for the dog.
Oh, and you're going right to the
food area.
Restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. So sure. The Costco, I don't know if they're all laid out the same way. The Costco's.
No, they're not, but they're the same kind of idea.
Yes, because I know there's one. So one of the ones I go to is at the back. Like the food thing's at the back. It's not really by a door. Mm-hmm. The other one is the outdoor, you have to go in the outdoor, but you got to show off your card to the indoor in order to go out to go in the outdoor. It's fucked up. But there's nothing wrong with stopping for a little Costco treat on your way out.
What do you get?
You know what I used to get? They don't make anymore. The wings.
Did they have good wings?
Their pre-made wings were good. Yeah, they were really good. You could get like a bucket.
How's the pizza? I always see people eating the pizza slices. I don't think I've ever had the pizza.
I've never had any of the Costco concession food?
Never.
But it looks good.
The hot dogs are
very popular. I do see people with the ice cream. Don't they have the ice cream too?
They're ridiculously huge. Like there's almost no way to not awkwardly eat that ice cream.
Yeah.
It's huge. Small cone.
Massive amount of
soft serve twist ice cream.
You can't take it to go. Like you have to sit down in one of those seats with the umbrella. Why they have an umbrella indoors? It's beyond me.
Those lights are bright. Sometimes you need some shade.
But you sit down at the table and you just try to eat your ice cream cone really fast because you got a cart full of shit.
And if you ordered other food, you got to eat your ice cream before you eat your hot dog because it takes you a while to eat the hot dog because they're enormous.
And you don't want to get back in line for the ice cream cone after because the line's insane.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You got to have a method to your madness when you go in there.
Look at us at our Costco. That's good. I like Costco.
I'd like a Costco trip. But I want nobody else to be there when I'm there. That's part of why I don't like it. It's too busy.
It is too busy. A Saturday or Sunday, like, forget about it, right?
Yeah, it's always Christmas Eve at Costco. At Costco is what it feels like.
And I've done it and regretted it many times. But I feel like the sweet spot is if you can go in the middle of the day, it's the best time. In the middle of the day, like a Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday.
I like the, if you're a certain member, you get like an hour.
Yes, the business
Yeah, that's
owners.
Right.
My mom used to have that business Costco card, so we used to take advantage of that quite a lot. And between like 7 and 8 a.m. or whenever they opened, if it was 8 a.m., it was between 7 and 8 a.m., it was only business. So you got in, you got your shit, you got out. But those are the people that are spending a ton of money, right? Because those are businesses, those are bakeries, those are people who, like in her case, my mom had a daycare, so she bought all the food for the kids and stuff like that there. So she needed copious amounts of stuff.
Hey, kids, Costco. Who wants a play with a bottle of ketchup? I got 16 of them.
Yeah.
Hey, let's
play with the empty ketchup containers today. Yay.
Hey, I got a bag that has 17,000 tea bags in it. Who wants to play? That's what it feels like.
Did I ever tell you I was a cook for that for the daycare for a very short amount of time.
Oh, after school. No way.
Yeah. I had a part-time job.
I thought you can tell me you worked at Costco.
No, I never worked at Costco, but I did work at a daycare for a short time. But I did lunch. Like, I was the cook.
You were lunch lady.
I'm not a great cook. Like, I would screw up a lot. But it was my mom, so she never fired me.
What were the foods that you were supposed to make?
So it was like, I mean, it rotated. It had a menu that rotated constantly, but it could be anything from, always had to be a vegetable. Like, it was set rules because it's all like run by, you know, you have to have a certain amount of vegetables and proteins and this and that. So it all depended on the day. But I would have to make like soup from scratch and stuff like that, like legitimately chefing it up.
Yeah.
I don't think I wasn't very good at it, though. I'll be honest with
you. Everything's a stir fry.
I wasn't very good at it. And then I had to wash. It was part of my job. I washed all the dishes, too. Little plates, little cups, little forks and spoons.
Was that the worst?
Yeah.
Yes. Children are the worst.
I mean, I did it for the paycheck that I got. But yeah, it wasn't like something that I was excited about doing every day.
Especially if you're not into cooking.
Yeah. And I didn't love it. I don't know. I like cooking. I don't like baking.
Okay.
So anytime I had to bake stuff, it was always like, ugh, so messy.
Yeah. Hey kids, you want a baked brie?
Yeah.
No, I'm two. I don't want a baked brie. I'm 2 years old.
I would serve them girl dinner if it was my choice. I'd be like, let's have a cheese string, have some almonds.
Who can say charcuterie?
Yeah. Every day.
No.
Kids come home from school like, Mom. Guess what I had today?
Yeah.
A little bit of avocado.
I had some Genoa salami.
A couple of chocolate chips.
A little smoked turkey. Nice fresh Gouda.
Provolone.
Dill pickle. Yeah, dill pickle Gouda. It was very nice.
It was yummy. Like, what are they doing?
I had a souffle. Parents like, I brought a fucking cheese sandwich to work today. You had a souffle? We had filet mignon today.
Some private places probably do serve up some food like that.
Absolutely.
Though.
Chicken cordon bleu because we're learning French.
So what is this filth you made, Mom?
Yeah, what is this gruel?
It's no good. Throws the plate across the floor.
Yeah. Why do babies do that, by the way? Why is it when...
Because they're assholes.
But they sit at the high chair and they look you dead in the eyes. Mm-hmm. And the food that you've made for them, whatever it is, you put it on the high chair for them to eat. They look at it. They look at you, and then just put their hand to the side and just drop it on the floor.
One of the best inventions for the more modern times, I believe, because I don't think they had this definitely when I was a kid, is the suction cup stuff. You got the suction cup stuff?
No.
You don't have the suction cup bowls and the suction cup plates?
Nope. Not yet. Not yet. We'll get there.
I will get them for you.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to tell Kat I don't have things just so she buys them for me. I don't have a stroller. I don't have a crib.
It's the best when
I don't have a house.
I don't.
It's a good strategy. Me neither.
Yeah, Octavia doesn't have a house, you know. Just so you know.
But you suction cup them down. So the bowls, because I, so Jack.
My kid's really stubborn, though. I feel like she would fight until it came off.
That would be amazing if she did. Some of these are like, you have to put a little fingernail underneath or something in order to unsuction these. They're great.
Yeah, she's ready for it.
I'm going to help you out.
All right.
With that.
Good.
They're the best. And then, because if you got a thrower like that, because my youngest was more of a thrower than my oldest. She's in general like a more fussier person. She was that one. It was like, and I could watch her do it like slowly flick the plate right off the high chair. Like,
and then eventually right to the end.
And I'm like, no, I got those. Couldn't do it. And then she was really frustrated. Like,
oh, it's okay.
This thing up. And then she just stopped trying.
Well, that's exciting. And Kat.
And I glued her hands to the high chair after. No,
oh, that's good. I'm very, I'm embarrassed to say it. I also don't have a stroller that moves well on sand.
Oh, okay.
So for all of our beach visits. So if you can find it in your heart.
Yeah, I'm writing that down. Thank you. Yeah. Why don't you just put an Amazon list together?
I should.
A little registry together.
Just the things I just don't have.
Great. Yeah.
And it's not even like whether I need them or not. It's just that I don't have these things. I don't have multi-changing lights to hang out in the backyard. I'll need those as well, please. Ellie loves colored lights, so I'm going to need you to buy them for us.
You want the ones that go permanently in your house?
No. I want the ones I can move around.
You can move.
Yep.
Okay.
But also, if you want to get the other ones, you can install them. You'll know best. I trust you. See? This is how you get things done.
One last thing. This was breaking news today, but there were some rumors surrounding it previous to this.
We have two things. We have camping to talk about too.
Oh, we have
and
camping.
The wedding. We have two things left. Yes.
Okay. Hang on, I didn't write that one down. Camping, wedding. I'm so cute.
That's why Octavia's here.
I know.
She's been here the whole podcast.
Okay, let's do that first.
Wait, what are you doing here?
She's like, I have shit to do, guys. Yeah. Why am I here? Okay, so Octavia is going to a wedding that combines, well, wedding with something she loves. Because I don't want to say that you love going to weddings because I don't even know if that's true. Tell us about the invitation that you received for this wedding and why it's so different.
So I got invited to this wedding and it's going to be kind of out of the way. So they've opened it up that if you want to spend the night, you're welcome to bring your trailer or bring your tents and you can just spend the night because there's going to be drinks and whatever involved. So I like camping. I'm not against it. I'm considering.
Okay. So what I like about this is that you could go party all night with them. And then, like, your stay is just, like, right there on the lawn, essentially?
Yep.
Weather pending, or do we care about the weather? We don't care about that, right?
I kind of got to figure it out in advance, uh-huh. So either way, I'm going to probably be there.
And you're a camper, so you'll do this.
I would do this,
but yeah. So you're going from, like, I assume, a nice dressy occasion. Like, everyone will be dressed up for this thing, right? It's not like you're...
you still have to dress nice.
You're not, like, slumming it at the wedding itself.
See, this is the thing. I've never gone camping in a suit. So I would want to show up in track pants and a hoodie.
Yeah.
And, hey, I'm here for the wedding.
Yeah. Like, is there a place you can unbougie yourself? Like,
in
you can
your
use the
tent
in the tent. Like, you can't use the facility. Like, there's no facilities. Is it like a barn? Like, explain to me where they're getting married.
I think
it's like a barn.
Barn type.
I've done
thing.
A barn one too. They could be very beautiful. Nice. So, okay. I'm just trying to picture how this would work.
Well, it's not a new thing. It's just that it's becoming more frequent.
Because?
It's cheaper. It's way cheaper.
Hotel. And it's, the cost of hotels for a lot of people is a huge factor in whether or not they go to weddings anymore.
Like, absolutely.
Right?
It is.
Because,
absolutely.
Like, they're not going to drive home at like midnight. And if they do, I mean, good on you if you do, for sure. You drive home at midnight. That means you got to stay sober all the way through the wedding. So someone's driving. So that's good. Be responsible. Or you just go to the hotel. But then you look at the hotel prices. And they know what they're doing, the hotels, right? Like, especially on weekends, the hotel price for any place that might host a wedding is going to be ridiculous.
It's right.
Even the smaller towns. Like, my husband went to, it was an anniversary party. It wasn't like a wedding, but it was in like one of these beach towns. It was like a $550 hotel night, but in any other given day, it was like $250.
Yeah.
But they knew, like,
they know.
This is where people get married.
That's where they make their bread and butter, right?
Yeah.
Because they may not
during the
be,
winter.
Yeah. They don't have anybody if they're not a full season, kind of a place that has,
right.
You know, skiing or
and it wasn't even a fancy place. It's like one of the like motel stuff, which is fine, but like, we're not talking about like a fancy place.
State of the Rosebud.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
And it's, $500.
So when you think about saving that much money, I think a lot of people might consider the camping option.
I think a lot of people my age are there. Like, the people getting married are only a year older than me. So I think that's kind of going to be where the party is at, in this little makeshift campground after wedding hours. So I will be looking to put my track pants on sometime within that night.
I was wondering, because when do you make the switch? You almost like all do it together, right?
Yeah,
you're like, you're doing on the dance floor, you're like, things are, when you're wearing your fancy stuff, they take video. There's got to be like a certain point at the night where you're like, are you done with this?
You just can't be the first one.
You can't,
I feel like you gotta wait.
That's
for
what I was saying.
Else.
Who's gonna be the bold one?
It's gotta be like, you know what it's gotta be? Someone in the wedding party has to step up and do it, because then they'll make all the rest of the guests feel comfortable.
I know that wedding party, it'll happen. And we just have to wait for
and
it.
And everyone will be like, thank God,
yes.
I can wear my
It'd be great if
hoodie.
The bride and groom got up and said, okay, everyone, we're going cash now. And we're going to go throw some shorts and t-shirt on.
And make it everybody feels comfortable doing that.
I got married during COVID, so we had to change our plans a little
bit. That's right.
And we ended up doing a backyard wedding at my in-law's house. It was beautiful. It was really nice. The yard was perfect. We had, I think it was at the time, 30 people or whatever that you could have. We had the group of people all together in the yard. We had our wedding. And then, I'm not kidding, 40 minutes after we said our I do's and took pictures, I was in shorts.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing this. This is crazy.
Do you know
why
many people wish
this?
They could say that they did that?
I'm like, why am I? But what made it even better was later that evening, we just ordered Chinese food for dinner. Like, we just ordered in.
Yeah.
And whoever was still there, grab some food.
No regrets, right?
None at all. I loved it. I was like, this is who I am. I love seeing that weddings are kind of becoming less... stuffy and it has to be like this, and it's kind of becoming more customized to the couples and to their taste and their interest, and we don't feel so stuffed up, I guess is maybe the better way to say it, where it's like, oh no, it has to be traditional and this and that. I like that we're opening it up. I like it. It's fun. Let's have some weddings at water parks. Let's do some crazy stuff. Let's
everything
go for
with
it.
That
Why not?
Even
awful.
That's too far.
We want to at least be able to do something with our hair and makeup. Yeah, you can't do that at a water park.
Lay in your own filth in a basically a bear tortilla burrito that you've set yourself up as, because now a bear is just going to come, and if you're in a tent, you're essentially a burrito for the bear. Good job.
Get eaten by bears. Okay.
Get eaten by bears. Oh, good idea. Right. Why didn't you just go to a water park where there is no bears? There's no bears at a water park.
How do you know?
I've never seen a bear at a water park. Not one.
Yeah, there's some pretty nasty things at water parks, though.
There's worse. I'm more scared of some of the shit.
A lot of urine.
A ton of urine. And probably some poo-poo.
Yep. Some feces in the wave pool, no doubt. Yeah. Yep. It's bound to happen.
I'm not a water park person.
Well, then you're not coming to the wedding.
Is there an after party, like not at a water park? What wedding are we talking about anyway?
It's not even a real wedding. It's
fine.
Not
I don't want to go.
You're good. We're both already married and we're not inviting each other to our next marriages.
Guess what? You're not coming to my next wedding.
That's right.
We don't have plans.
That's right. It's not happening and you're not coming.
Okay, we've gone probably long enough. The last story that I was going to do was this, that the Golden Bachelor and his new wife have divorced after 3 months on the note of weddings.
So the Bachelor itself doesn't have a really great track record for a couple staying together,
not
right?
at all.
Okay. But everyone felt like the Golden Bachelor was going to be the kind of the one to buck the trend.
Because you got your shit together by then, right? Yeah. Like, oh, these people have got it fucking together.
They're going to. Yeah. And I think that when you get to that age, because they're in their 70s, you think one of two ways. One, nothing bothers you because you've seen it all. And you're like, whatever, I don't care.
The little things don't bother you as much as they used to. Yeah.
Or it's the exact opposite and every little thing bothers you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Things like, I don't know, left the door open. You know, like little, like stupid things like their CPAP machine's too loud.
And for both of them, their spouses both died like years before. So they're used to living by themselves. So I feel like that's a big hurdle too when you've lived your entire life with someone else and then you're by yourself, you're set in your ways.
He leaves.
It's like a true thing.
Leaves his goddamn shoehorn all around, laying around all the time.
Yeah. I was tripped over and broke my other hip.
Yeah.
I already broke the one.
I just had surgery on this one.
He knows that.
Yeah, yeah. Disrespectful.
He didn't soften up my cereal like he used to.
He didn't care about me.
Okay.
But I wonder if those are what the reason would be, because it seems like those are the two extremes, right? One or the other. You either just dislike the person because you don't like the things they do, or you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Do what you don't want to do and it's not going to bother me.
Yep, exactly.
She leaves the volume on odd numbers.
Weird. Weird hang up.
We can't be together. Oh, no, I have that hang up.
Odd number volume?
Yeah, it's a real hang up for me.
Okay.
You would hate to see how I microwave food then.
Oh, do you just hit numbers like beep, boop, pop?
Just whatever. Part of it is just because I can. I'm like, who says it has to be?
I hit the 30 second button even if I want something on for 2 minutes. I go boop, 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 boop.
Oh, no.
I could hit 2 minutes or I could just hit this
one.
Oh, man. I do that.
Yeah, I would obsess.
It's fine.
I would obsess over that. It would bother me.
Really?
Odd numbers bother me because sound left and right. If you were to have, say, a level of five in my head, this is... trust me, I know it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I'm going to tell you how I think about this.
It's called OCD.
Yeah, it is. It's so if the number five is there and you have a left and right speaker, two goes to the left, two goes to the right, and what about the last one?
That's not true.
But if it's on six, that's leveled
not
volume.
Not even how it works.
I know it's not, but it's in my head, and I can't. It bothers me. So if I see it on nine, I'm like, no, it's got to go to 10 or it's got to go to 8.
Wow.
Yeah. If those are uncomfortable volumes, though,
I don't care.
Oh, no.
Nine's not perfect. Neither is seven, neither is five, neither is three, neither is 11 or 13, 15, 17, 19, and so on.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know why. I really don't understand it. I don't know why, but it bothers me. I don't know I'm sure that I've left it at odd numbers, but when I think about it, I obsess about it. And I think, okay, it's got to be on an even
number. That's a weird one. I've never heard of that before.
I did it at your house.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even tell you.
You touched my thermostat or some shit?
No. So at one point, you were showing people around the house. And WrestleMania was on, and we left it on. And I paused it for you guys because there was something that you guys wanted to see. Yes,
I remember that. Yeah.
But while it was paused, I adjusted the volume to an even number because it was odd. It was like 27 or something like that.
So you go into other people's houses and adjust volume on their TV, huh?
I don't typically.
Interesting.
I don't typically. But I was there. I had the remote in my hand.
That is interesting.
I don't know why that happens.
Just with numbers? Just with numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I've told you the weird tooth thing before where I have to touch.
You have to do two. Yes. Yeah. That's definitely a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it. It's just fine. Not something that I'm.
Nobody would know by looking at you. It's okay. There.
You don't look crazy at all. Thanks.
Dave, who do we owe apologies to today?
Oh, I don't even know where to start with these. Oh, I do.
Know. We've got too many.
I know where to start. Apologies to Scott for missing the cast today, even though it's not our fault. Sorry to all of the wrestling fans who weren't invited to Kat's party. To watch WrestleMania.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. There's only so many espresso martinis that we could poorly make.
Yeah, that we can make it correctly. Regrets to Kat because Scott tried to trash her house at the party. Regards to our crushes on MSN Messenger for not just being direct and reaching out to you to tell you how we really feel. True. Costco lovers who felt offended by our feels of the store, just as a general apology. Lovers of the food at Costco. We apologize, but we also agree.
We agree.
Sorry to Kat's kids because she didn't let them toss food on the floor with these suction cups and stuff.
It's going to make your life.
I don't know. We'll see.
You will.
And apologies to Octavia because we won't be camping with her or going to a camping wedding with her. And
I think she's okay with that. She's like, yeah, it's easier this way.
But I did feel an apology was and is still necessary. So I still deliver that to Octavia. And finally, we have to give an apology to Mike Tyson, not for any reason in particular, but honestly, just because it's a good idea.
Have a great weekend, friends.
Guys, as I mentioned, the big news is that OJ Simpson died. Yep. As we speak, someone is trying to write the most impossible eulogy of all time.
A metal detector enthusiast in Scotland recently found more than 50 ancient coins in a farmer's field. That's great for him. It's just a shame girlfriends aren't made of metal.
The Justice Department announced that baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter has been charged for allegedly stealing over $16 million from Ohtani in a gambling scheme.
Ooh.
Or as the interpreter told Ohtani, they're saying I'm innocent.